The tanker Renda and icebreaker Healy moved just 7 miles yesterday in a full day of work in the Bering Sea ice.
That's due to increasingly difficult weather conditions, as well as thicker ice than they have seen up to this point, up to 2 to 3 feet in thickness, which, of course, makes things more difficult. Things are a little slower. You have to be patient to ensure safety, which is a priority, as well as, of course, getting the critical fuel to know.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Grant DeVeist says after covering an impressive 53 miles on Monday, the vessels hit pressurized ice yesterday and ground to a near halt. They're now around 90 miles south of Nome. Captain Beverly Havlick aboard the Healy said that the ice pack was very dense, and escorting the Renda through pressure ridges required multiple passes by the Healy. Shortly after the Healy carves lead routes, the ice pans under pressure collapse in on the Renda.
We circle back around to go through the ridge again, and it creates a pressure relief channel for that pressure to fall into, to fall off of the pressure from the ship. And as the pressure relaxes, we come back through again, we can get the vessel going.
The two vessels will soon get a break as they meet an ice shadow of thinner ice formed when open leads refreeze, but the relief will be brief. Closer into Nome, the vessels will meet some of the thickest ice of the journey, up to 4 feet thick. Captain Havlick says she was not anticipating that the pack would show such stark contrast from mile to mile.
A little more dynamic than I expected we'd find for the pressures on the ice and what it does to open up and make life pretty easy for us to transit along pretty well, pretty steady. And then it will come into an area where it's compressed and makes it a little bit tougher to go.
And aboard the Healy, Havlick says the sounds of ice are a constant reminder of the intense forces beating against the hull of the vessel.
It does scrape and scratch along the hull, and it is very loud. There are a number of crew members that walk around with earplugs and earmuffs on their ears just for the different areas where they work in the ship or transit through all day long with the loud sound. We're in several spaces on board the ship where it's difficult to just hear one another talk.
And that ever-present sound of the ice grinding against the hull. That was the sound from Sunday's slow trip through the ice pack. They made it just 15 miles on that day. The vessels are now on their 8th day of transit from Dutch Harbor. No one involved in the mission committing to a delivery timeline at this point. Nome Mayor Denise Michael says patience is key to the operation.
Well, of course, you know, we want the Renda to come in safely. You know, if it takes a little more time, they're being cautious. The ice is variable. Current is variable. And so, you know, what we all want is to make sure that this mission this project is done safely and it's successful.
The Coast Guard has finalized some parts of the safety zones for Nome. The hoses will be lit and people will have to stay back 50 to 100 yards from the tanker and the hoses.